ان خیالات کا اظہار انہوں نے پاکستان میں سیلاب کی صورتحال کا جائزہ لینے کے لیے اقوام متحدہ کی جنرل اسمبلی کے خصوصی اجلاس سے خطاب کرتے ہوئے کیا.
دس ڈیزاسٹر از لائک اے فیو دا ورلڈ ہیز ایور سین. اٹ ریکوائرز اے ریسپانس ٹو میک. پاکستان نیڈز اے فلڈ آف سپورٹ. یٹ ان دا میڈیا وی ہیئر ٹاک آف سو کالڈ فتیگ. There are suggestions that governments are reluctant to cope with yet another disaster, that they hesitate to contribute more to this part of the world. But let us remember, if anyone should be fatigued, it is the ordinary people I met in Pakistan, women, children, and small farmers, tired of troubles, conflict, and hardship.
جنرل اسمبلی سے خطاب کرتے ہوئے شاہ محمود قریشی نے کہا کہ پاکستانی عوام اقوام متحدہ کے اقدامات پر ان کے شکر گزار ہیں. انہوں نے کہا کہ فوری طور پر غذائی اجناس اور انفراسٹرکچر کی تعمیر کرنے کی اشد ضرورت ہے. اس آفت کا تنہا مقابلہ نہیں کر سکتے, ہمیں بین الاقوامی امداد کی اشد ضرورت ہے.
What we face in Pakistan today is a natural calamity of unprecedented proportions. These are the worst monsoon floods in living memory. According to the UN reports, the present humanitarian crisis in Pakistan is larger than the combined effects of tsunami and the 2005 earthquake. Mr. President, Pakistanis are a resilient people. We are no strangers to challenges and difficulties. This is a nation that suffered the ravages of the 2005 earthquake and bravely bore the loss of 80,000 of our brethren.
اس موقع پر امریکی وزیر خارجہ ہیلری کلنٹن نے کہا کہ پاکستان کو اس وقت ایک بڑی قدرتی آفت کا سامنا ہے. امریکہ پاکستانی عوام کو مشکل کی اس گھڑی میں تنہا نہیں چھوڑے گا اور عالمی برادری کو بھی ان کا ساتھ دینا چاہیے.
We are here at the request of the government of Pakistan to help them respond to the worst natural disaster in their history. As Foreign Minister Qureshi pointed out, the flooding, which has affected more than 20 million Pakistanis, more than the population of New York State, is so enormous that it is almost hard to fathom. And the rain continues to fall. So the extent of the devastation is difficult to gauge.
Yes, I mean, you see. امریکی وزیر خارجہ ہیلری کلنٹن, اور ابھی آپ نے جیسا کہ سنا, اور یقیناً پوری دنیا ہماری مدد کر رہی ہے اور سب عالمی برادری سے بھی کہا گیا. وزیر خارجہ نے کہا کہ عالمی برادری آئے اور پاکستانی قوم کی مدد کرے, اور جناب اپنی مدد آپ کے تحت بھی ہم بہت سے اقدامات کر رہے ہیں. ہماری پوری قوم متحد ہے, ہم سب مل کر کام کر رہے ہیں اور انشاءاللہ ان مسائل پر قابو پانے میں بڑی حد تک ہم کامیاب ہو رہے ہیں اور انشاءاللہ کامیاب رہیں گے. آپ بھی اس میں بڑھ چڑھ کر حصہ لے سکتے ہیں, آپ جس جگہ پر موجود ہیں. اگر آپ سیلاب زدہ علاقوں میں نہیں پہنچ سکتے ہیں تب بھی آپ ہم سے رابطہ کیجئے, اور جناب آپ کی چھوٹی سی مدد, آپ یہ نہ سوچیے گا کہ آپ ایک چھوٹی سی مدد یا بہت معمولی سی رقم لے کر جا رہے ہیں, اس سے کیا فائدہ ہوگا. آپ یقین جانیے کہ جس طرح سے جو بارش کے برستے قطروں نے سیلاب کی صورت اختیار کی ہے مل کر, اسی طرح سے ہماری چھوٹی چھوٹی سی کوشش اور ہماری تھوڑی تھوڑی سی مدد سے انشاءاللہ ہمارے یہ تمام علاقے اور ہمارے یہ بہن بھائی جو کہ اس وقت متاثر ہیں ان کی مدد ہوگی اور انشاءاللہ ان کے مسائل حل ہو جائیں گے. بہت شکریہ ساتھ دینے کا. آٹھ بجنے والے ہیں, اب آپ خبریں سنیں گے اور خبروں کے بعد نیشنل براڈ کاسٹنگ سروس سے آپ کے لیے سلسلہ پیش کیا جائے گا. آج کی اخبار
HAM. Assalamu alaikum. Friday, 9th of Ramzan al-Mubarak, August the 20th. This is Radio Pakistan. The news read by Farzana Khan. First, the headlines. The UN General Assembly has adopted a resolution urging the international community to provide immediate assistance to Pakistan to face the challenge of the devastations caused by floods. As River Indus is an exceptionally high flood at Guddu and Sakhar, the flood water has entered in Kambar Shahdadpur district. The President has appealed the nation to offer special prayers after Juma prayers for ending of the spell of heavy rainfall and steer us from this crisis. 18 extremists have been killed in security forces operation in Aurangzeb agency. In the Oval Test against Pakistan, England will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 6-1 today. And now the news in detail. Addressing an emergency fundraising session of the UN General Assembly in New York, Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi called on the international community to extend immediate assistance to cope with humanitarian crisis due to the devastating floods. He said that the devastating floods have caused at least $43 billion economic loss to the country. He warned that failure to assist will undermine the gains achieved by Pakistan in the war against terrorism. The foreign minister said we should not allow this catastrophe to become an opportunity for the terrorists. Addressing the session, the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced to increase American aid from $90 million to $150 million. She urged the world community, including Americans, to donate generously for the relief and rehabilitation of flood affectees in Pakistan. British Development Secretary Andrew Mitchell said his country plans to double its contribution to more than $99 million. Earlier in his opening speech, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appealed to the member states to deliver promised aid to Pakistan to recover from unprecedented floods. Terming it as one of the greatest tests of global solidarity, he said Pakistan is facing a slow-motion tsunami. The UN General Assembly also adopted a resolution urging the international community to provide immediate assistance to Pakistan to face the challenge of the devastations caused by floods. Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi has held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in New York and briefed her about the devastations caused by deadly floods. Hillary Clinton pledged complete solidarity with Pakistan in overcoming the challenge posed by worst floods. She said the United States considers Pakistan as its key ally and would help it in every possible manner. Speaking at the Asia Society in New York, Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi said Pakistan needs immediate international assistance for the relief of flood-stricken people. Explaining the devastations caused by floods through a video, he said Pakistan is facing a serious challenge at a time when it has succeeded in building a consensus against extremism and terrorism.
This far exceeds that. There has been criticism. People have complained that the response hasn't been quick enough, nationally and internationally. Frankly, nobody was expecting to have something like this at this scale, because 3 weeks before the floods came in, there was a water scarcity and there was an inter-provincial dialogue on how to share scarce, limited water. And from that situation, the pendulum has swung, and today, 1/5 of Pakistan is inundated. Over 20 million people are affected.
The foreign minister assured that Pakistan's government would put in place a transparent and accountable mechanism to handle the international aid. U.S. Special Representative for Pakistan and Afghanistan Richard Holbrooke said that many billions of dollars are needed to rebuild Pakistan. He also appealed to China to join the global efforts for raising more funds for the reconstruction of flood-hit areas. The United States has set up a new fund for the relief of Pakistan's flood victims. In an interview, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton appealed to all Americans to join in the tremendous task of relief, recovery, and reconstruction. Floodwater after inundating Gari Khairo city and tehsil of Jacobabad district has entered in the limits of Kambar Shahdadkot district. District administration has issued the flood warning to the residents of Shahdadkot and Sajawal Taluka. DCO Kambar Shahdadkot told Radio Pakistan's Larkana correspondent that residents of Shahdadkot and Sajawal have been asked to shift the elderly women and children to safer places as a precautionary measure. According to Flood Warning Center, this morning the river Indus at Guddu and Sakhar barrages is in exceptionally high flood. The water discharge recorded at Guddu was 9,55,884 cusic, while at Sakhar was recorded at 10,360 cusic. At Kotrin, the river is in high flood with a discharge of 5,89,918 cusic. This is Radio Pakistan. President Asif Ali Zardari has appealed to the nation to offer special prayers before Allah Almighty after Jumu prayers for ending of the spell of heavy rainfall and steer us from this crisis. He said the rains and floods have caused colossal loss of lives and damage to property and infrastructure in the country. The president said we all should bow before Allah Almighty and pray to shower his blessings on us and give us courage to face the challenge that has adversely affected the country. President Zardari said he also appealed to the nation to pray to Allah Almighty with utmost humility for stoppage of the rains. The president, in a telephonic conversation with Prince Karim Agha Khan, apprised him of the colossal losses caused by unprecedented floods in Pakistan. The president told him that the torrential rains and gushing floods have killed over 1,400 people, injured thousands, and made 20 million people homeless. The floods caused damage to infrastructure and properties worth billions of dollars. Prince Karim Agha Khan pledged full support for the flood-hit people of Pakistan and assured mobilization of his community to supplement government of Pakistan in rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts. Prime Minister Sayyid Yusuf Raza Gilani has thanked Saudi King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz and the people of the kingdom for their generous contribution to help the flood victims of Pakistan. He was talking to Saudi Ambassador Abdulaziz bin Ibrahim bin Saleh in Islamabad last evening. The Saudi ambassador assured the Prime Minister of all support of his government to mitigate the sufferings of Pakistani brethren. Parliamentary Secretary for Information and Broadcasting, Azim Ahmed Daultana, says media should keep interest of Pakistan in view while criticizing government. Talking to Radio Pakistan, he said all political parties are trying their utmost to help the flood victims. He lauded Prime Minister's step of establishing National Oversight Disaster Management Council to make the process of collection and distribution of funds transparent. President Barack Obama has ordered establishment of a new temporary office which will support the American executive departments and agencies in strengthening the capacity of Pakistan and Afghanistan's governments to resist extremists. The office, to be known as the Pakistan and Afghanistan Support Office, will be established within the State Department. The United States says Israel and Palestinians are closer than ever to initiate direct peace talks. State Department spokesman Philip Crowley told reporters in Washington that the concerned parties are close to a decision to enter into direct negotiations to resolve the conflict in the Middle East. 18 extremists have been killed in gunship helicopters shelling and in a clash with armed forces in Oragzai Agency. The gunship helicopters targeted the extremist hideouts and destroyed two of them. 9 persons were killed and several injured in the firing incidents that erupted in Karachi yesterday after the killing of an ANP leader, Ubaidullah Yousafzai. Cricket. On the third day of the third test against Pakistan at the Oval, England in their second innings were 6-1 at stumps. Earlier, Pakistan were all out in their first innings for 308. Scattered rain is expected in Punjab, Kashmir, Gilgit-Baltistan and Hazara division during the next 12 hours. And that is the end of the news.